103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
Sports fans, Terrence Arney with you here for another episode of Coach's Corner, Southeastern Indiana's longest running sports show, and we're broadcasting live from Ison's Family Pizza here in downtown Batesville. Should you drive down George Street, be sure to give us a honk, give us a wave, let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. Got a great show lined up for you this evening. We're going to spend a lot of time out on the diamond today, talking to the boys and the girls of spring. We'll spend some time with Milan baseball coach, Coach Jeff Sutler, as well as East Central's baseball coach, Robert Reynolds. Also talk with South Ripley's baseball coach, Jeff Grivey, and Batesville's softball coach, Coach Gene Cooney. All of that, and then right smack dab in the middle of all of those baseball coaches, we will have a chance to turn the page on our winter sports with the Olenburg Academy's head basketball coach, Coach Michael Higdon. Of course, their last game, a regional championship game they played against Greenwood Christian, and we'll have a chance to catch up with him. But let's get things started, and we're just going to go just down the road to South Leon. Let's try that again, St. Leon. And we'll talk a little East Central baseball there and have a chance to catch up with Coach Robert Reynolds. But want to thank our sponsors quickly before we get started. They are, of course, our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Southeastern Indiana by REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Margaret Mary Health, Great Plains Communications, all of those. Want to say thanks to those guys for helping us out and being a sponsor for this great program. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off now. Joining us first up, head coach for the East Central baseball Trojans, Coach Robert Reynolds. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terrence. Appreciate it. Glad to have the opportunity to come in and talk to you.
Yes. So so you guys are just now actually getting going right now, right, with practice and whatnot.
Sure. We first day of practice across the state was March 11th, and so I think most coaches are well into the swing right now, and we're finished up the second week of practice here and getting ready for games. Games actually start this week.
Wow.
So we've been busy, and we had our scrimmage this past Tuesday. So we've clicked off a lot of things here early in the season and looking forward to some games.
Talk to me a little bit about what the off-season program looks like. I mean, just now, you know, you finally had an opportunity to get outside, pick up a ball, pick up gloves, bats, that sort of thing. But what was some of the off-season workout? What did that look like?
Well, we try to respect the kids that play a fall sport and sure. a winter sport and try to let those come first. But for the kids that can make it and maybe don't play the fall sport or the winter sport, we stay within the IHSA regulations, which we have a limited contact period in the fall, which you can have 2 days per week where okay. you can touch baseballs and baseball bats and actually get on the field and instruct. When that ends in October, we are strictly weight room. And so we hit the weight room pretty hard from mid-October okay. through – you know, and we're still going in the weight room right now. So mm-hmm. so we're big believers in that. And the limited contact period opens back up in the wintertime. And so we get back to our 2 days per week
okay.
until the season actually starts. And so then we can go 6 days a week.
Okay. All right. Let's back up a little bit. Talk to me a little bit about last season, how things went in terms of your postseason play, how things finished up last season.
I think overall we had a very good season.
Okay.
We finished 18-8 last year. We won the conference. Ran into a really good Whiteland team in our sectional that we hosted last year.
Mm-hmm.
Got beat in the sectional semifinal, and that's disappointing, certainly, But I think when you have a chance to step back and reflect and look at the season as a whole,
right,
we did a lot of good things and we had a really good season.
Yeah. Yeah. 18 wins. That's nothing to sneeze at. No doubt there. And when you look at that team, what are you bringing back? I'm sure you graduated some individuals, but what all are you bringing back this year?
Well, we're returning 7 seniors. So okay. We have 7 seniors on the roster. Almost all of them had some pretty good varsity experience from last year, which is a good place for us to start,
right,
and to draw on that experience. We've got 7 juniors on the varsity baseball team. Some of those are just now experiencing varsity baseball for the first time, and so that can be a little bit of an eye-opener,
sure,
for them. And along with the 7 seniors and 7 juniors, we have 1 freshman on the varsity roster this year. So 15 total kids, and it's a good mix of, you know, some kids that have the experience and kids that don't, and can help maybe bring the younger kids along with them.
Okay. Now, Coach, how long have you been with the program?
Far too long, Terrence, so I won't lie. No, this is my 22nd year as the head coach at East Central.
Wow. Wow. So yeah. You've seen some things is basically what you're telling me.
Probably a little few too many things, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I've been around the block a few times.
Well, here's the reason I asked that question. You know, you talked about the off-season workout and, of course, the IHSAA had a lot to do with the rule changes there in terms of when you can work and when you can't. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like to me, this is just outside looking in, more and more, all of these sports, basketball, baseball, you name it, they're year-round now, right?
Yes. And you really have to coordinate with other coaches, and you've got to be willing to share athletes. And,
yeah.
And I think for the most part, we do a pretty good job with that at East Central and try to respect each other's sports. But it can be a juggling act, and you've got to make sure that, you know, you recognize and respect the kids' time as
sure,
well.
And sure.
That's important, you know, because they need to balance school and personal life and sports. And when you try to mix all that together, it can be, you know, it can be something.
Sure.
But we do the best we can, and we've got really good parents and people in our corporation that make their best effort to get their kids there for everything they need to be there for.
Right. Also, just, and I'm asking you this again, just based on your experience, the things that you've seen, you know, a lot of these kids are multi-sport athletes. They play a sport in the winter, and they turn the corner into spring. Are you seeing, though, big dividends from kids playing multiple sports rather than specializing this early?
That can be a mixed bag, too.
Sure.
You know, you've got some kids that have tried to limit themselves to one sport from an early age now, and in some regards, those kids are more advanced.
Uh-huh.
But when you get the kids that play multiple sports,
right,
and you see different body movements and different strengths and things like that, and you tie those together, it can be a really good thing. But the kids that play multiple sports, we encourage it, and we want them to play the football, and we want them to play the basketball, and whatever else they're playing. But at the same time, you know, those kids that do specialize in one sport, sometimes you run a risk of having those kids with repetitive injuries.
Sure.
And that can be a concern. And, you know, sometimes, honestly, you know, sometimes those kids get burned out on one sport.
Right.
And so you got to be mindful of that as well.
And it seems like when you talk about the repetitive injuries, that seems to be more of a baseball thing, more of a pitching type thing, right?
Very true. And, you know, we do our best with the kids that we have in a throwing program and the limited contact
sure.
that we get with them. We do the best we can to try to stretch arms out and strengthen arms.
Yeah.
And we try to do everything we can in the weight room to protect elbows and shoulders and joints and,
of course.
And things like that. So we do the best we can with it.
Yeah, let me ask you this, too. Now, this will be more along the line of the specialization. If you looked at your squad as a whole, how many of your kids do you think participate in AAU or in travel ball?
In summer baseball?
Yeah.
All of them.
Wow.
All of them. They all play summer baseball somewhere.
Sure.
And you can, you know, play varying degrees and levels of that and competition levels, but all of them typically play somewhere, yes.
Now, in that regard, these different levels of competition, you know, it used to be that travel ball, club ball, AAU, whatever you want to call it, right? It used to be that those teams seem to be a collection of the higher, more elite talent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's the case anymore.
It's not.
Yeah.
And, you know, just in the time that I've been involved with my own sons, you can see the watering down of it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, what happens a lot of times is and I don't want to, you know, single out dads here, but you know, typically what happens with some of these people are, you know, their son maybe doesn't make a higher level competition or higher echelon team.
Sure.
And so the dads get frustrated with that and they say, well, I'm just going to go start my own team.
Right.
And so now instead of, you know, the elite players playing at an elite level, sometimes you get teams that are filtering in that don't necessarily meet those qualifications, and it can get watered down quite a bit.
Right, right. It seems like, too, and please, by all means, Coach, correct me where I go astray here, but it seems like to me, though, even with the watering down, you do have an opportunity for those kids to play more games, and I'm talking probably more about fielding and maybe hitting to some degree, but they do get those opportunities, right, to play more, to see more. And that can at least somewhat have a positive impact, right, when they come back to school ball.
You're 100% correct. And I don't want to put the notion or the idea out there that you know, these kids should not be playing because they should.
Sure.
We certainly want all these kids to play baseball as much as they can play. It's just sometimes you get these mis-level kids.
Yeah.
And sometimes those don't make for very good games or very good tournaments in the summertime. And that's where I'm going with that.
No, I agree.
100%. We want the kids getting as many ground balls, as many swings, and you know, as they can in the summertime to advance their skill level. But at the same time, you really got to be mindful. And sometimes, you know, we can lead kids into waters where they're not particularly ready for it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. From my standpoint, Coach, for whatever it's worth, you know, I look at the, you know, these travel ball situations, and I hate the fact that it isn't this higher, what it used to be, where you had kids going out playing against elite talent, seeing what elite talent looked like, using it almost as a measuring stick for them to know, where do I stand, you know, in the higher echelon of great players, you know, at that level, you know, and is in some cases it's glorified rec ball, which again is okay. I hate that parents pay $1,000 for glorified rec ball.
Exactly.
But you know,
you know, a lot of these organizations too have turned into money making machines.
Yeah.
And unfortunately we've delved into that sort of Pandora's box that, you know, people have realized how to make money, mm-hmm. a lot of money off youth sports. And
right.
That's the unfortunate dark side of it. And sometimes that's where these, you know, misleveling these kids as far as their ability goes.
Sure.
Sometimes we go astray there, and it's just you got to make you step back and scratch your head a little bit and wondering, you know, what's the ulterior motive here?
Right.
Are we really trying to help these kids play baseball, or are we trying to make a buck?
Yeah. And again, it's unfortunate. I always felt like baseball was one of the sports that probably benefited most from the club experience, the travel experience, in terms of being able to go other places, see other kids. You know, you hear kids talk about how much they love travel ball. It's the travel aspect of it that they like. Mom and dad may not be crazy about it, but the kids do enjoy it.
Right. And you know, I'm just as guilty as anybody with my own two sons. You know, we do travel quite a bit, and on the lighter side of that, that's, you know, when you've got a baseball family,
sure.
like we do, those turn into your family vacations.
Right.
You know, those are the trips that you remember forever, you know, mm-hmm. not just for your family, but, you know, they're going to remember it hanging out with their teammates.
Exactly.
And having fun and,
exactly.
you know, hitting the Waffle House and things like that.
There,
you know, just,
yeah.
just doing those things. And that's the best side of it,
right.
that I can think of, you know, is the time you get to spend. And it's not always on the diamond. It's sometimes the best time you get to spend with your kids is in the car.
Yeah.
Traveling to and from. And those are the things that you remember a lot of times.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's bring it back to East Central ball now. 18 wins last season. No doubt you guys have benchmarks of things that you want to hit and accomplish this season. It's a tough sectional that you guys find yourself in, you know, when you get to postseason play. But I'm assuming that a sectional championship, playing for a sectional championship, are one of those goals that you have.
Absolutely. You know, we established that early on that, you know, we want to compete for a conference championship and a sectional championship every year.
Right.
And you know, in order to do that, you know, you have to play some really good baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And that stems from a lot of practice time and a lot of patience and a lot of paying attention.
Okay.
But yes, certainly we want to, you know, try to get to a sectional championship, win the sectional, move on to the regional. You know, just like every coach in the state, we want to go as far as we can possibly go.
Okay. You can only choose one, Coach. Everybody always tries to choose both, but you can only choose one. You tell me which rules the day, good pitching or good hitting?
Give me the pitching.
You want good pitching?
I'll take it all day long. I'll take it every day and twice on Sunday.
There you go.
You give me guys that know how to get people out. Mm-hmm. And can limit the other team offensively. Somewhere along the line, we can try to scratch out a run or two, and you know, push a couple runs across, and that might be the difference. But if you got guys that can consistently throw the ball over the plate at different speeds and efficiently get hitters out,
right,
I'll take that every day.
All right. With that being said, then how do you feel about the kids you got on the mound this year? What are you looking like?
Well, we return our top two pitchers from last year, 8-8. Unfortunately, right now, we've got one guy that's a senior this year. He's going to play Division I baseball next year. He's going to pitch Division I baseball, and that's Max Hotze. Right now, he's got a little bit of a setback injury. He's got a shoulder dyskinesis problem is what they called it.
Okay.
So underneath his shoulder blade, basically that muscle is inflamed, and so we're trying to get that under control right
now.
So we don't know for sure when he's going to be back. But our other guy, he was 7-1 on the mound last year, is AJ Reynolds, and he's looked really, really good so far this winter and this spring, and I see no reason for him not to continue to throw the ball the way he has.
Right. What's a good mix in high school ball in terms of how many starting, how many good pitchers, solid aces do you need?
Well, I mean, aces are one thing, those are hard to come by.
Right.
But right now we have 7 guys on the mound.
Okay.
And so, you know, when you start playing 3 and 4 games a week, you know, you start looking at innings and the number of pitches you throw, and you want to be mindful of that and take care of these kids' arms and put safety first. But at the same time, you want to also want to try to win the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so of the 7 that we have, we feel pretty confident that all 7 can get outs.
Right.
Now, how they go about getting those outs, that's a different question. And that's what we put a lot of emphasis on, is, you know, being efficient in the strike zone and first pitch strikes and getting weak contact. Give me a kid that throws 3 pitches and gets a ground out over a kid that throws 7 pitches and gets a strikeout.
Okay.
You're going to stay in the game longer that way. That helps the whole staff.
So
that's what we're trying to get through to these kids.
Good deal. Well, Coach, listen, I appreciate you stopping by and spending some time with us, talking a little Trojan baseball. Sounds like you guys are set, bringing 7 seniors back. Sounds like you have an experienced team. And I know a lot of times baseball is one of those sports that experience, especially because you guys take all these games and just cram them into, you know, a month and a half, 2 months. And I know when you have those experienced teams, that you really start to lean on that when you start to labor into the, you know, the deep part of the season, right?
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing that the seniors can relay to the young kids, and they've been through before, is, you know, you can't get really too high when you win a game, and you can't get really too low when you lose. You got to maintain that even keel. And so I think from a leadership standpoint, I think those seniors can provide that and hopefully bring these, you know, these kids that have never played varsity baseball along and get them to understand that.
Good deal. Well, Coach, look, we're going to check back in with you once it gets around the postseason, see how things are shaping up down there in St. Leon. We look forward to seeing what you do.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That was head coach of the East Central Trojans, Coach Robert Reynolds. We've got more coming up on Coach's Corner right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
And we're back with more Coach's Corner, brought to you by Ison's Family Pizza. Special thanks to Cecil and his crew for making us feel welcome and at home. And Cecil enjoying a much-deserved vacation this week. Have fun for the rest of us, too, Cecil. We'll see you when you get back. A special thanks also goes out to Fleetwood Chevrolet Garings, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy in Batesville, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. Just finished up on the baseball diamond with East Central's head coach Robert Reynolds. They look to get to kind of pick up right where they left off, bringing back a lot of their team from last year, seven seniors on the squad. So tons of experience there. Looks like they're set at the mound, on the mound as well. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get back to a deep postseason run. Speaking of deep postseason runs, we're going to go ahead and turn the page on the winter sports at Olenburg Academy as we sit down with men's basketball head coach, Coach Michael Higdon. Coach, just first and foremost, man, congratulations on the season, the deep run. You guys won your sectional, and not an easy sectional to win. And made it to a regional championship. Congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
You know, I don't know who I've got to write, what I've got to do, but there's got to be something I can do to get all of these area teams out of that same sectional. I mean, between you guys, South Decatur and Jacksonville, some really good basketball being played, and every year you guys kind of have to beat each other up just to make it out of that sectional.
Yeah, it's definitely more of like a defensive kind of sectional where you kind of beat each other down. Every game's a rock fight, and you know it's going to be well coached. Right. That's the one thing, is our sectional has a lot of good coaches in it too.
Yeah, so you guys were able to get that sectional win. You played Jacksonville for that sectional. Of course, they were already on a two-year win streak of claiming that sectional title. They fully expected to be in that championship game, and there may have been some that would have picked Jacksonville to win that sectional, but you guys had other things in mind.
Yeah, you know, when we played them in the regular season, that's kind of where our season turned a little bit. I think we, they just out-physicaled us, out-muscled us, out-played us. Mm-hmm. We kind of had like a, we kind of got together and we're like, look, like we've got to change something. And the next week in practice was pretty tough, but the guys kind of figured it out. We brought our freshman Adam Weber, our point guard. We just gave him kind of the reins, and he started every game after that point. And we went like 8-3 after that, I think, all the way, including the regional game. But you know, I mean, they were just a group that, you know, we started off 1-5.
Sure.
We thought we would have a better start than that. Things could have gone one way, but you know, the guys just kind of, they stuck together. They didn't get down.
Right.
We kept telling them, you know, if you guys, you know, if we can get healthy,
right,
then you know we can make a nice run. And that's kind of what we did there in February. So we got everybody back 100%, and we knew going against Jacksonville, we knew, especially after the first time, that we had to be physical or we weren't going to win.
Now, was that the point in the season, though, where you and the coach and staff kind of started looking around and said, hey, we got a little something here. We can make some noise in the postseason.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we had a lot of games. Like, we had, I can't remember. Well, we played Knightstown the next night, actually, after the Jacksonville game.
Okay.
And we knew they were going to be tough. They 2-3'd us. I don't think we hit a three the whole game.
Wow.
We ended up winning 36-33. And that was kind of, it was a tough game. You know, we didn't play very well,
right,
but we had to grind it out. And that's kind of what we kept doing. I mean, our only two losses, before GCA was Hauser by one at Hauser. And then we lost to Lawrenceburg by about nine or something at Lawrenceburg in the last game of the year. So, you know, we toughed out a lot of games. We beat a lot of good teams. And, you know, I gave our guys a lot of confidence going into the postseason.
Now, speaking of your guys, you had some outstanding play from several different individuals, but one in particular was even up for the Indiana High School Athletic Association Athlete of the Week, and Connor Miles. Yeah. How cool was that to be to have one of your players recognized at the state level, you know, for Player of the Week?
No, that was cool. I mean, he definitely deserves it, you know. I mean, he's our fifth all-time leading scorer in school history and only played 2 years of varsity basketball.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's pretty impressive right there.
Sure, sure.
You know, and he's the guy every night the team's focused in on. But he never let it bother him. He kept attacking. And, you know, he's the kind of kid that he never forces anything. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to pass when he needs to. He's going to take over when he needs to. And he was just kind of the guy that made us go offensively for sure. But we also had Henry Wanstroth was also named to the IBCA underclassman All-State honorable mention. So that's a big honor for him as well. Yeah. He had a good year, averaged about 15-7. Mm-hmm. And he was big for us late down the stretch, too. He had some really good games.
You know, I always find it interesting with OA athletics, men and women, because, you know, I come into the gym and I look at the program and I was like, oh, I know all these names. These guys all play soccer. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And do you see, especially as being the athletic director as well, do you see gains, advantages from these kids playing multiple sports as opposed to trying to specialize?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, well, especially at least for me, a lot of my guys play soccer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our soccer coach, Ken, is just incredible.
Right.
So he gets those guys, you know, just physically ready. He gets them, I mean, discipline ready. You know, I mean, they go from one sport where they expect a lot to the next sport where, you know, we're going to expect a lot.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, same thing with the girls' side, too. I mean, with the girls' coaches, with Coach Greg and Oleg, and, mm-hmm. you know, they really push those girls in the fall sports. And then when they get to Coach Diz, I mean, he expects a lot out of them, too, and they're ready for it. So I think, we have great coaches at OA that help push, you know, in all seasons.
Right.
You know, I think each coach really expects a lot out of the girls, which helps the athletes.
Definitely.
But it also, I think it just helps nobody gets burned out on one sport.
Right.
And they, you know, they get to work together constantly. You know, I mean, like a lot of teams have to do like team building type stuff where at OA, it's kind of like, well, they kind of just play together in every sport all the time.
So sure.
They're team building throughout the whole year.
Exactly. Exactly. It seems like no matter what the sport, no matter what the team, Greenwood Christian is the nemesis, right, for the Twisters. You guys get that sectional victory, and lo and behold, you draw Greenwood Christian a chance to avenge a couple of soccer.
Yeah, that was in the back of our mind for sure.
No, well, it's the same people, right? It's the same kids playing the same kids.
Pretty much.
Talk us through that game a little bit. It seemed like, and I unfortunately didn't make it to that game. I'm kind of box score watching, and just seemed like it just remained a 5-7, maybe get it down to 4-3, and then it's back to 5-7, and just stayed in that pocket of about a 5-point game throughout.
Yeah, you know, they've got one kid, Max Boer, who's, I mean, he's probably the best player we played all year, in my opinion. He averages a little over 20. I mean, from three, he shoots 40%.
Wow.
From 2-point, he shoots 60. From free throw, he shoots 90.
Wow.
So, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, we had to kind of contain him, and we didn't do a very good job of that in the first half. I think he had like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the shots were deep, but we still weren't really supposed to leave him.
Right.
But, you know, I think second half, we started clamping down on him. They started to kind of pull it out a little bit, actually, in the third quarter. We put some pressure on him. It just felt like we were right there the whole game, and we just needed just –
right.
One shot to fall, one ball to bounce our way, one call to go our way.
Right.
We could have gotten over that hump, and it's just like we were there and just couldn't get over that hump.
So you have that deep run no doubt a good experience builder for a lot of the younger guys that are on the team. And it kind of probably leaves a little taste in their mouth, a little hunger to get back to that spot next year, right? So, no sleep for the weary. I'm sure you guys have already started to some degree your program for next year, right?
We've only got really one guy that we had 24. I think we've only got like one or two that aren't playing a spring sport right now.
Right.
So we'll work with those guys. But, you know, most of the guys are doing their spring sport right now. And then obviously once we get to the summer, we'll get some stuff going and get some kids in and play in a shootout. Mm-hmm. We got like four shootouts, I think. So
good deal.
Yeah, we'll get going. And, you know, I think last year we got to the sectional finals. And I think, you know, that helped because we only lost one kid from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much everybody that's coming back this year had experience playing in the tournament, playing in the sectional finals. I think that kind of helped mentally. Like, they were like, we can do this. Like, we've been here. We know. So I think hopefully if we can, you know, get there again, that's mm-hmm. obviously going to be our goal. You know, hopefully having so many of our guys having played in that regional game that, you know, hopefully we could get over the hump next year. That's the goal anyways.
No doubt. I tell you when, and again, doesn't matter what the sport is, but when OA breaks through and defeats Greenwood Christian, boy, I think all of Olenburg is going to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah, we somehow keep getting put up against those guys.
Yeah, their day will come, no doubt. Their day will come. Well, Coach, obviously, congratulations again on the season. It was really a good season to kind of come alongside. Did a good handful of games with you guys throughout the season, and I think the impression that I always left with, kids play really, really hard.
Yeah. You know,
they played really, really hard. There was never a game where there was a lack of effort. It wasn't a situation where, you know, they just weren't mentally there. I mean, those kids play hard every single night. It was fun. It was fun to watch that style of ball being played. And there was no doubt that you guys were going to have a nice postseason run. And you did that. And, yeah, I think you will. I think you're right. I think those kids will come back next year, have a little hunger, and try to go one round higher the next year.
Man, that's the goal. You know, it's one thing, you know, that they're always going to play hard. They're an easy group to coach. There's no attitudes. No, they just came to work every day, and that's what we need.
Can't beat that. Can't beat that. Well, Coach, thanks for spending some time with us. Enjoy your off season, ever how brief it may be. And I look forward to seeing you guys get back to work and getting back on the hardwood next year.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
All right. That was Coach Michael Higdon with OA Academy. And we'll have more Coach's Corner coming up right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Coach's Corner here on Country 103.9 WRBI. We want to thank our title sponsor, as always, Cecil Ison and Ison's Family Pizza, for being the gracious hosts that they are. They really make it fun to be able to stop by here, get a nice slice of pizza, and give you an opportunity to hear directly from the coaches in this area that make these teams go and the student athletes that are on those teams. It's fun to catch up with Coach Higdon of OA as they close the book on their winter sports there. The Twisters won a sectional championship. That was only the third championship, sectional championship in men's basketball in school history. So you know they were excited and proud about that. Got to the regional championship game and ran into their nemesis, Greenwood Christian. But they will have an opportunity again to right that wrong next year. And it sounds like they're raring to go to get back at it. Let's go back out on the diamond, and let's catch up with South Ripley baseball head coach, Coach Jeff Grivey. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about this squad. You guys had a 7-win season last year, early exit in the sectional in the first round. There, not the season you wanted, but definitely I'm sure there were things that you learned that you're going to build upon to get things going this year, which really is already happening, right? I mean, you guys have got a scrimmage tomorrow and a doubleheader on Saturday.
Yeah. You know, hopefully that we can get some more days like today. It's a beautiful day out today.
Sure.
You know, we've been, just like all the other schools in this area, you know, that we're at the mercy of the weather most days, and you get stuck in the gym. No one wants to do that, but you do the best you can. And, looking forward to this season. You mentioned Saturday. We open with a round robin with Trinity Lutheran and Austin. We play them a round robin, and that we'll be hosting that. So, ready to go on Saturday.
Yeah, sounds like it. Talk us through a little bit about, as you mentioned, of course, the weather is always a challenge this time of year. But talk a little bit about what type of work and workouts you guys have been doing, though, leading up to the season.
Right. We started in January, of course, when we have the open period for conditioning and stuff like that. I will say this, a lot of our boys with a place called The Forge has opened up in Versailles, and we get some guys in there working out, so I've been very encouraged about the fact that guys are doing stuff outside of our designated times. But we've been in there since January. You know, I think we're allowed 2 hours twice a week, you know, so we take advantage of that, you know, negotiating gym time with basketball.
Sure.
But guys have been in there. You know, we have about 5 or 6 guys that play both basketball and baseball. Okay. So obviously those guys are going to have basketball first that time of year. We've added Grayson Miller to the coaching staff this year.
Okay.
Grayson coached our junior high team last year. He actually played for me many years ago when I was a coach at Milan.
Okay.
So he's a former player. So I think it's, you know, kind of a privilege to be able to have him to the staff. And he is a great baseball guy, very intense, which is what we need. You know, we have a young group. Okay. We've struggled with that for the past couple of years now. We won a sectional 3 years ago, which seems like forever.
Right.
But, you know, we lost a lot from that sectional team. We had a very young team my first year. Last year, we had 2 seniors. One was a full-time starter. This year, we'll have 2 seniors again.
Okay.
Those 2 seniors were freshmen back when we won sectional.
Wow. Okay.
So they've seen the highs and the lows of our program.
Right.
So obviously this year, you know, we're looking for them to try to get us back.
Right.
You know, obviously winning a sectional is our goal.
Sure.
It's tough, though. We are the only sectional in the state that has 8 teams.
Wow. So that no buys, everybody right? plays.
Yeah, everybody plays. And, you know, we got Brownstown, which doesn't seem like they're 2A, but they are. Austin's in there, and they're going to be competing. Southwestern's right. always good. Hauser, Milan, they knocked us out last year, along with a few other teams. So it's going to be quite a challenge. And I just told the boys tonight, we need to play with a sense of urgency because we don't know what's going to happen next year. There's going to be some changes. We don't know if we're moving up, moving down.
Right, right.
We need to play with some urgency this year.
Yeah, you know, you talk about that sectional. It's all the teams are good, and it's one of those, like, on any given day, you talk about that Milan team. Brownstown went ahead and won that sectional championship and only beat Milan by – it was a one-run game.
It was a 1-0 ball game, an excellent played game by both teams. And, you know, I'm rooting for Milan, hoping they can pull that out.
Sure.
And, you know, they just had a couple of bad breaks there, or that could have been them on the winning side. So you're right. Any day, you know what? The draw is so important in baseball.
Yeah.
How you can set up your pitching.
Right.
And if you can use that number one and number two guy, you know, the draws play such a big part in the baseball sectional.
Speaking of pitching, talking about that, when you look at your squad, what you're going in with this year, how many pitchers are you going to be counting on to try to get through the season with?
You know, I got four guys that I'm really confident in.
Okay.
You know, we have a sophomore, Mason McNew. If I had to pick an order, I'd say he may be our number one just based on his experience from last year.
Sure.
We got a junior named Brady Rubel, who's going to get several starts. Trevor Kastner is a sophomore.
Okay.
Big arm, big potential. And then a couple other guys, like I said, Braxton Wilson has started some games for us in the past. He's going to be counted on. But those four guys, you know, as far as a pitching rotation, you know, in high school baseball, you don't really have a traditional rotation.
Right.
It's just who can pitch on what day,
right.
and, you know, what do we need, and we're going to go from there. So we got two freshmen this year who are going to see some varsity time. They can both pitch a little bit.
Okay.
We're trying to juggle a JV team. We have 16 total guys.
Okay. Okay.
So that makes it tough.
Sure.
You know, some guys are going to be playing both JV and varsity. I'm not sure how many JV games we're going to get in, but it's, you know, it's essential that you get some games in for that young group of kids. So we're going to try to juggle that.
When you look at your squad, what would you say the percentage of kids play travel ball?
Yeah, gosh, I want to say maybe 40% out of those 16 kids. You know, I'd say maybe six of them definitely have played all throughout.
Wow.
And you know what makes a difference?
Sure.
Not that you can't be a good player by not playing travel ball, but, you know, I mean, heck, there's no replacement for the experience you get.
Exactly.
You know, there's good and bad things about travel ball, just like AAU basketball.
Right,
you know. Boy, it does help to get those extra reps in and those extra games and just that extra experience.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. And especially when you have so many multiple sport athletes, as you mentioned, you know, during the early part, they're still playing basketball and, you know, can't really do much with them. So, yeah, those extra summer reps can definitely come into play.
Sure does.
So you've got two seniors on this squad this year. What's the rest of the breakdown in terms of juniors, sophomores, et cetera?
Right. Two seniors, Braden Dilk and Landon Adams. And as I mentioned, there are only remaining players from that sectional win.
Mm-hmm.
Our juniors, three that will be playing varsity full-time. Five sophomores, so, you know, we're going to be a little young there, but those guys all played varsity last year.
Right.
So hopefully they can build upon that experience, and then two freshmen will make up the varsity.
Okay. You know, it's interesting with baseball, and I mentioned it to one of the other coaches earlier. You know, you guys, you have this whole season, all these games, and you just cram it into about a month and a half, 2 months. And, I mean, heck, you're kicking off the season with a doubleheader. You know, you'll have two games this Saturday. As a coach, how do you manage that in terms of keeping the kids excited and not letting it be a grind? Because it clearly can.
Right.
You know, and keeping it light, keeping it fun.
Yeah, you know, a key thing you just said is keeping it fun.
Right.
You know, it's tough on the varsity level because, hey, you're going to be judged by wins.
Right.
You know, you want to win ball games, you know, and keeping it fun. But keeping that intensity.
Sure.
You know, again, I mentioned tonight, I had a long talk with the guys about sense of urgency.
Right.
You know, but again, you don't want to be a drill sergeant. And, you know, again, you got to have fun. I mean, that's the name of the game. You got to have fun, especially in high school baseball. So, you know, yeah, we try to find that balance, you know, in practice, you know, having our drills, but also spending time to do games. The other day in the gym, you know, we played a wiffle ball game.
Okay. There you go.
You know, so little things like that, you know, mix in some games, make it fun, make it challenging, have some competition involved.
Right.
And hopefully when it comes the time to take care of business, we are able to do that.
Let me ask you this question, Coach, before I let you get out of here. And I ask all of my baseball coaches this. You can only choose one. Everybody always wants to choose both, but you can only choose one. In your opinion, which rules the day, good pitching or good hitting?
I'll take good pitching. I'll take good pitching all 7 days of the week.
Is that right?
Yeah, I will. I will. You know, I think I'm kind of old school and, you know, I preach pitching and defense, you know, but hitting gets the headlines.
Sure.
But I think if you're going to win a sectional or any other type of championship, it's going to start with on the pitcher's mound and the defense behind you.
All right. Good deal. Sounds good. Well, Coach, again, thanks for stopping by and spending some time with us. And wow. I mean, you guys are off and running. Like I said, you got the scrimmage against OA tomorrow and then the doubleheader and that round robin tournament there Saturday. So good luck on the season. We'll definitely check back in with you as we get close to postseason play and see how things are going with Raider baseball.
Great. Thank you for having us here and appreciate what you do.
All right. That was Coach Jeff Grivey of the South Ripley Raiders baseball. We'll be back with more Coach's Corner right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Eisen's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI
continues on 103.9 WRBI. Live from Eisen's Family Pizza. Special thanks to Eisen's for their hospitality. Also want to thank Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Margaret Mary Health, and Great Plains Communications. Just finished talking a little baseball down at South Ripley with head coach Jeff Grimey. That is a really tough sectional that they're in. Legitimately, any team in that sectional can take it. Milan defeated South Ripley that first round and then faced the eventual sectional champion in Brownstown, and that was just a one-run game. Milan very well could have played for the title, just to show you how that how tough and competitive that sectional is. They kick their season off this weekend and with a doubleheader, and they've got a scrimmage tomorrow against the OA baseball team. Let's keep it on the diamond, but switch it from men to women as we talk a little softball with Batesville's head coach, Coach Gene Cooney. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
And speaking of having us, I feel like you brought the whole squad with you. We'll get to them in just a sec.
That's but fine.
Let's talk a little bit about last season. Tell me how the last season went, how you guys finished in postseason play.
We started off with a win, and then I thought we got better throughout the season, and I think it kind of showed when we got into sectional.
Mm-hmm.
We played against South Dearborn in sectional and really played them well for four innings strong.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I think defensively we were really good fundamental-wise. Our hitting came along throughout the season. We faced some really good pitchers
sure.
in this conference.
Sure.
And if you're not putting the ball in play, it's going to be hard to beat those teams.
Right.
Even with the, you know, the 90% fielding percentage that we have as a team. We have a lot of balls that were hit against us with a young pitcher, freshman. She's got another year under her belt, so hopefully that'll help. And then we have another pitcher come in. But I think as a unit, we got stronger throughout the year.
Okay.
I think this year we are a more complete team than we've ever had defensively, especially. And hitting-wise, I think we are as well, but we still got to grow in that concept. We've got to put the ball in play. I'm not saying we have to hit home runs. I don't care if we hit home runs.
Right.
We just got to put the ball in play. It's a fast-paced game. If we can just make them make mistakes and then take advantage and have some key hits throughout those games and then play really good fundamental defense behind it, I think we'll do fine.
It's interesting you said. I had a conversation with another coach a week ago, and he said that same thing, that it's really about who makes the least number of mistakes. If we can control our mistakes, manufacture a run here and there, we'll be fine.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be fielding errors.
Right.
It can be mental errors.
Sure.
Having a high softball IQ, you hear it a lot with basketball, high basketball IQ. And I just heard they talked to Damon Booker on the radio, and he's like, I teach my kids and everyone I come in with having a high IQ is just as important as the fundamentals.
Yeah.
And so, and it kind of helps with our, if we have a high IQ and we know where we're going with the ball when we field it, no matter where it's going, we know where the runners are, how many outs there are. If we put, you know, have that ahead of time, it slows the game down. Because softball, let's face it, it's a fast-paced game.
It is.
You know, faster than baseball.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you have milliseconds to make that play, and if you can already know where you're going with it 90% of the time and have that in your head, it's going to make the game easier.
When you look at this year's team, Coach, you've mentioned it's your most complete team. Mm-hmm. Who are you bringing back this year?
We have four seniors coming back, Renee Lecker and Callie Fletcher on our left side, our first baseman, Claire Sainer, and then our catcher, second baseman, Natasha Fowler, is coming back. That'll be our key seniors coming back, only seniors coming back. Mm-hmm. We did have Marley Obermeyer coming back, as she was one of our best hitters when it came into the season last year. Really
right.
came along at the end. She was our left fielder, but she ended up getting injured during basketball season. But hopefully we wish her a speedy recovery and be coming back sooner. You know, then we have outfielders Gilly, Cora Roth, a second base catcher. Who am I leaving out? We got a newcomer, Caitlin Fox, center fielder. She can track anything down from left field to right field, and it's kind of amazing there. We got a couple other freshmen that are going to help us out, Craig and Molly Abel. I think it's going to be growth still as freshmen coming in, even
yeah.
though, you know, you may. I think Caitlin's the only one from a freshman standpoint that's came in playing high-level travel softball.
Okay.
And people just don't understand the difference when you start playing against the pitchers that we're going to face and the teams that we face that have had girls playing travel softball together since they were 10U.
Yeah.
So when you're coming from rec league
yeah.
to high school softball, your freshman year, it's a huge learning curve, and the fundamentals are needing progress very quickly. So you may have been number four hitter and the best hitter at the you know, your rec league, but you come in and you can't touch a fastball.
Right.
It's a huge difference. So that learning curve is out there. And the potential that I see, I mean, the girls since the beginning of last summer to now, the progress is amazing to me.
Sure.
But we're still behind.
Right.
And we're still behind those teams we're playing against.
Right.
Because they're, you know, they're what, 6 years, 7 years ahead of us on those basic fundamentals and the ball, playing ball at a high level. So it's always catch up. So, I mean, that's the part of the growth. This game is built on failures. I mean, you bat 400, you could fail 6 out of 10 times at the plate.
Right.
But not necessarily, it's not all failure either, because you might only strike out once or twice, and that's okay. You may put the ball into play the other times. You may not get on, but you move people around. You move them in the scoring position. You may drive in a run with a sacrifice fly, little things like that they don't understand, that they automatically shut down. So it's the mental part from the shoulders up, too.
Sure. Sure.
Shutting down on themselves very, very quickly, and not trusting the process sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then when that finally it clicks and they trust the process long enough, then that's when it really gets fun for them and the game slows down.
Right.
The confidence, when you see that confidence, especially in girls, sorry, I've coached them all my life. That's all I've coached. And it takes a while for them to kind of build that confidence in themselves, even if they don't see it and we see it as coaches and outsiders. Sometimes it takes a while for them to really start building that confidence in themselves.
Funny you say that. I read an article over the weekend that talked about, and I apologize, I can't think of the name of the program, but the bottom line, the point of the program was to get young women involved in sports at an early age, and more importantly, keeping them involved in sports. For every reason that you just said, unfortunately, and we'd have to have a whole nother show, but unfortunately, in our society, we don't often recognize the greatness in women. We don't do it at an early age. We don't do it at a later age. And to your point, they don't realize the good that they're doing out on the diamond, and you have to be there to let them know and build them up, right?
Anywhere. It's like when I talk to them, it's about – when you're walking down the hall at school, have your head up. When you talk to somebody, look them eye to eye.
Yeah.
Don't ever feel, you know, if they believe that, they could run the world and we might be in a better position.
Right.
So, I mean, they have more power than what they believe. They have, I mean, I live with three strong women and that, you know, confidence. Now, do they fail sometimes? Absolutely.
Sure.
Do they mess up?
Sure.
No. I do more than most.
Right.
But it's just moving forward and learning from those mistakes. Yeah. Sometimes the mistakes aren't really mistakes. It's just learning the process of living.
And that's
they're getting better at that.
Yeah.
They're getting better at that.
And that's the beauty of sport, because sport can do a lot in that regard. Okay, so you have brought your bodyguards, your helpers, you name it. They're in the house here, and I don't want to delay getting to know these young ladies.
Please.
Another moment. We're going to start things off with one of your seniors, Renee Lecker. Renee, first off, I just want to know, is there a sport that you do not play?
I'd say that probably about the only sport I don't play is about hockey.
Because we don't offer it, but
I'd do it for sure.
I've had the pleasure of watching you play sports since you were a freshman, whether it was soccer, basketball, softball. You know, ahead of time, allow me just to congratulate you on an unbelievable athletic career at Batesville.
Thank you. You've
done a lot. And you get a lot done, and there's no doubt this team is counting on you this year to continue that tradition that you have in terms of doing a lot. When you look at your career, and we'll just focus on softball for now. When you look at your Batesville career and you go into your senior year, what do you most want to accomplish this year?
Most thing I want to accomplish this year is hire right towards the end of the year. I ended up in a boot because we were playing a softball game and a girl landed on my leg and it caused a hematoma, which ended up breaking my bone in my leg. I can't think of it right now. But I was in a boot, and so I didn't get to finish my batting average, which was a 490.
Wow.
So my goal this year is to try and hit at least a 530. 530.
I just want line drives.
I feel for anyone that stands in your way and you reaching your 490 goal. When you look back to, particularly when you look back to how you guys performed in the sectional, what can you take from last season? Although you didn't finish where you wanted, what can you take from last season and build on this year?
I'd say he preaches this all the time, fundamentals.
Sure.
There could be a lot of things that could be fixed and situationally wise, mm-hmm. where, let's say, for example, a ball's hit to second base and it could have turned it and they decide to go to first where we could have gotten out at two. Like, there's multiple different things that we could fix there because I feel like that would have helped us. Or even outfield wise, there was a lot of dropped balls in the outfield last year.
Sure.
And that definitely put a damper on us winning a decent amount of games.
Right.
So, errors. If I would hope that would be cut down this year, if anything.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing what you and the rest of your teammates do this season. Go ahead and pass the mic down the way, if you would. Okay. State your name and the position you play on the team.
I'm Marley Obermeyer, and I play the bench.
That is,
I mean, that's I'm usually
right.
left
she's
field.
That's yeah. right. So, yeah, so tell us how rehab is going.
Well, it's going great if you ask them.
Right.
But I really don't like it because it works me.
Right.
And I just don't like it.
I can respect that. You'd much rather be out on the field.
Yes.
I get that. I get mm-hmm. that. What is the hope? What is the hope in terms of a possibility when during the season might you make it on the diamond?
No. I have, I'm trying to get back to basketball next year.
Sure. Okay.
And then see what I can do from there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Because you are another one of these multi-sport athletes, basketball and softball, tell me how those complement each other. What are some of the things that you learn from basketball that helps you with softball and vice versa?
I'd really say that the conditioning in basketball is really good.
Right.
From coming to that to softball.
Sure.
Because I'm able to run without getting winded. But being injured has really opened my eyes because being on the sideline, I can just see everything, every mistake that we make.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it as a different, on a different level.
Right on. Well, listen, I will say this to you. Do not let your injury get you down. Do not let constant physical training get you down. I just spoke to a gentleman last week. You may know him. His name is Brian Hoeing. He pitches for the Marlins. And I asked Brian about knowing everything that he knows now and if he could go back in time to talk to himself, what would he tell himself? He said he would talk to his senior self when he got injured. He had two significant injuries, had surgery on his knee and surgery on his elbow. And he said the exact same thing you said. He was so mad because he couldn't play. He couldn't get out there. But he did the work. He did all the physical training, everything he had to do. And look at him now. He's a major league pitcher. So do not get discouraged. Just keep going. This does not define you. It's what you do after this that'll define you. So you'll get there.
Yep.
All right. Pass the mic. State your name and the position you play.
I'm Claire Sander, and I'm the first baseman.
I appreciate you not saying bench. So, Claire, you also play basketball as well.
Yeah.
So congratulations on a great basketball season. Now it's softball time. Which one do you like more? And it's okay.
Ooh.
Present company doesn't matter. This is me and you having a conversation. Which one do you like
well,
more?
Well, Coach Cooney knows the answer. probably basketball, but... For the time being, I'll say softball.
Okay.
Right now, it's softball.
There you go. That is actually the right answer.
Yeah.
So, again, same question I had for Renee. When you look back on last season, what's some of the things that you can that you learned about yourself or learned about your team that's going to help you out this season?
Well, last season was a really big step in the right direction for this program because if you go back two seasons,
sure.
It was like night and day.
Okay.
So
what do you attribute that night and dayness to?
I don't know. Maybe just a different mentality about it all. Like
right.
The first year, like new head coach coming in. Now we're like settled. We know each other better. We know our strengths. And going into this year, I think we can take even more of a step forward because now we have even better pieces. We have really good younger girls. Everyone has that experience now, our right. sophomores. So, I mean, it's just hopefully it's just going to be another step in the right direction.
Sure, sure. As an upperclassman on this squad, what amount, or if any, what amount of pressure do you feel as there are the younger generations coming behind you trying to learn this game, trying to contribute? What pressure, if any, do you feel to be able to give to them in such a way that they learn the game?
Well, we do. Like I said, we have a really good group of freshmen, and I think it makes practice like 10 times more competitive.
Sure.
Because everyone's fighting for a spot, and eventually they'll have those spots. And so that's good because it makes me want to work harder.
Right.
Maybe adds a little bit of pressure so I don't like drop the balls that are coming to me at first all the time, which like Gene will tell you, like he gets mad at me. But yeah, I don't know. Just knowing that they're watching me, I want to set a good example for them. And when us seniors aren't here anymore, like, set them up for right. success in the future, too.
You mentioned that at first base. I'm glad you brought it up. That is a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every ball, legitimately, almost every ball is coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that?
I think I just go into autopilot in the games.
Right.
Just don't think about it or try right. not to. I know if I drop a ball, Gene might get a little upset with me, but then it'll pass. And I don't know. Like he says, don't focus on the last play you made. You just got to look forward.
There you go. There you go. Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing what you guys do this year. Real quick, I just want to pass the mic around to the rest of your teammates. Just give me name and, position. Oh, yeah, and classification, junior, senior, sophomore.
I'm Caitlin Fox. I'm a freshman, and I play center field.
All right.
My name's Ava Hilbert, better known as Gilly. I'm a sophomore, and I play left field this year.
I'm Cora Roth, and I'm a sophomore, and I play second base and a catcher.
All right. Well, Coach, listen, let me tell you, you got quite a squad right here. I can only imagine what it is when it's full strength and you got all of them. Speaking of all of them, what are your numbers like this year?
We got 15. That's going to be dressing and varsity, no JV. The numbers just keep... And that's across the state.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk, and I don't know what it is,
yeah.
but it's just, but I'm okay. I want to have a JV team. I'd love to have a JV team. But I want also, I don't just want numbers to have numbers.
Understood.
Does that make sense?
Makes plenty of sense. Yeah.
I want people that want to be there. You know,
it's
my
like
daughter
Tomlin
played three
said,
sports.
It's like Tomlin said, right? He wants volunteers, not hostages.
Right. My daughter played three sports. My youngest daughter played three sports. And I'm okay with these girls playing two sports, whatever. Three, I mean, I'm okay. And I know sometimes those softball's not their favorite.
Right.
But what I always tell them is that when you step in between the lines, no matter what you're doing, even if it's this, that, if it's whatever you're doing, give it your absolute best.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Sure.
And so, you know, don't cheat the game.
Right.
If you're going to be here, put in the work. And the girls that are there, they do. They show up, put in the work. And that's what I want. You
right.
know what I mean? If it's 12, if it's 15, if it's 30.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple that we had to cut, and I wish we didn't have to, but we can't keep as many girls on the team. We can't have 18 on varsity, you know.
Sure.
And we can't take away from varsity to build a – and it was a hard decision to make, and I've tried not to – I didn't do that the last 2 years, just try to build the numbers up. But it was just taken away from what we were doing at the varsity level.
Right.
You know, the things that we can get done within the two-hour practices. And when games start, you know, I mean, we may have one day a week that we can have a practice.
Right.
And by that time, they've had four games, and they're tired and run down, and it's okay – kind of, do we let them off half day? Half of them won't want to be off.
Right.
The other half's going to be, thank goodness, let me off. I want to, you know, do something else. But just showing up every day, putting in the work, no matter what it is. And like I said, the girls, the sophomores that are coming back that were the freshmen last year, they've increased. They're going to step up more this year. The shell shock of the varsity level kind of got to them. Now they expect to be where they're at and more. So the work they're putting in is showing tremendously. The freshmen, as they go along, they will become better and stronger.
Right.
And the same thing I want from my seniors. I want them to become better and stronger throughout this process. You know what I mean? Don't stay stagnant and continue to get it better. And I think we'll be okay.
Well, it sounds like you've got a really good mix of the experience, older leadership with some youthful exuberance coming in and with the younger classes. I think you guys, from what I can see, I can look at this group and I can tell you right off the bat, they're a team. You know, there doesn't appear to be any distance between any of these young ladies. I can tell they enjoy each other. They enjoy being around
each
other.
Just like any family, you have bickering and everything else, but you let somebody try to say something about your sister or your brother, then you're going to be the first one in line.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I think you've got a great squad here.
Like Marlene, Claire, best friends. And so it's, you know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's an inside joke that we're not privy to. And I'm okay with that. Well, Coach, listen, I appreciate you and your young ladies stopping by. We will definitely check back in with you as we get closer to postseason play, see how you guys are doing then. I feel like Bulldog softball is in good hands.
They're a good group of young ladies. They really are. And it's the wins are theirs and the losses are mine. So.
All righty. Well, let's go get them.
All right.
Coach, thanks so much. And Coach's Corner continues right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Do you know a student pursuing a career in the medical field? If so, Margaret Mary Health is now accepting applications for their scholarship program. To qualify, students must go to school full-time and maintain a grade point average of 3.5 or higher. Applications are due by March 29th. For more information or to print an application, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org and click on their News and Events page.
For over a century, Great Plains Communications has been keeping homes and businesses connected to the latest technology solutions, powered by our growing 100% fiber network. Our local technicians and customer service representatives in our local call centers are here to help you choose the solutions that exceed your expectations and deliver an exceptional customer experience. So don't settle for anything less than best. Call 877-839-9494 or visit gpcom.com today. Speeds and availability may vary by location.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to Coach's Corner. What a great show we had for you here today. I want to thank all of the coaches and athletes that came out to speak with us. Big thanks to East Central baseball coach, Coach Robert Reynolds, Olenburg Academy men's basketball coach Michael Higdon, and South Ripley baseball coach Jeff Grimey, and of course, Batesville softball coach, Coach Gene Cooney. Also want to thank the athletes that came out with Coach Cooney, Renee Lecker, Marley Obermeyer, and Claire Sainer. Thank those young ladies. And really want to, if you know Marley, really just reach out, put your arms around her. She's going through, the rehab process now, and you can almost hear it in her voice, you know, just a little down. She'd much rather be out on the diamond playing, with the rest of the girls, but she's got to go through some physical training and, physical therapy, to get back right. Trying to do so she can be back in time for next basketball season. And that's hard to do. So if you see, if you know her, give her some encouragement, share some encouraging words with her. Marley, we know you're going to be back and better than ever. Listen, that's going to do it for us for this episode of Coach's Corner. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, to do it all over one more time. I want to thank our sponsors as we head out. Of course, our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, best pizza in town, Gehring's Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana RMC, Hurt Nelco, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Helm. I want to thank everyone that made this show possible, including Abby Brinson, best showrunner in the business, John Heil back at the station, turning knobs and moving levers, making us sound good. I want to thank him for all that he does. And again, that'll do it for us tonight. In the immortal words of the Hall of Famer himself, he would always say, trust and believe in yourself. You've got this. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app. Good night.